Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He is the owner operator of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back. And as always, hopefully we can give your listeners some great information today and help them out if possible.
Absolutely. I know we will. And for our listeners, you're going to want to write this down. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, be sure to support the partner sponsors of the program. Write the phone number down, 855-291-5005. Whether you are interested in the services of Home Downsizing Solutions, or maybe you're going to make a note and refer someone to Home Downsizing Solutions who may benefit from these wonderful services that we're going to talk about, 855-291-5005. Also, Ben has a new website. It is a great website. You can find that at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were talking before the program today it could be a little bit of a coin flip or an agonizing question, but do you spend the money and the time and the effort to update your house and sell that maybe more in the traditional manner, or should you just cut bait and say, nope, I'm not dealing with that, and just walk away and sell the house as is, which is what your company specializes in, just buy a cash buying. Buying the house as is with the convenience of just walking away and not dealing with all that. How do you know which way to go?
That's always a question that I get from about everyone that I talk to is, do you spend the money and make the house nice as it possibly could be to maximize the value that a person has? And understandably, everyone wants to get the most for their house and out of their house. But that's a huge question, and I actually had the opportunity to talk to a person this week as well as last week in similar circumstances along with that question, and it is really a huge issue, especially with the situation of contractors the last few years and supply chain issues, things like that. And so anytime that a person asked me that, I always say the same thing. One, either update everything or update nothing.
Okay, it's, so all in or forget it?
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Is it seems like if you go in and update some of the things in the house and put it on the market in a traditional manner, then potential buyers will see the things that you haven't updated and wonder why you didn't update them or what kind of shortcuts you took when you did update them.
Well, if you think about it, so if I'm that buyer and I'm like, okay, well, this is nice. Oh, I see they've updated this, but well, why didn't you do that? Well, why didn't you do that? All of a sudden, my price I'm going to offer just went down because I've got $30,000, $50,000 more updates that have not been done yet.
Correct. Or if the updates that were done really doesn't fit what that potential buyer thinks they want to see the house is, if they even have the ability to see the potential of the house. A lot of buyers can't see that potential to start with.
Yeah.
But if some of the things that were done that the homeowner thinks are really nice, but to that potential buyer, they'd have to just redo anyway, then it really hasn't helped that seller achieve any better financial situation.
You've gone backwards. You spent the time and the money to make this update that the seller thinks, ooh, yuck, I'm going to have to rip that out and I'm going to do something completely different.
Correct. The potential buyer just isn't going to appreciate or justify the asking price anyway at that point. The other issue that I've heard along with this is that a real estate agent will say, you know, you need to do this, this, and this in order to maximize your value of the house. Most people don't have the resources or the ability to call several contractors, have them come out, get quotes from several contractors, much less track their performance, make sure they're doing the job correctly and on time. One of the people this week had a contractor come out to do something. They started it, and then they never saw him again.
Oh, that's more and more common. I mean, especially today. It's been common, I think, for a while, but today that is like way too common.
it's tough to do that, and not all contractors are like that, but a person needs the ability to do that or have someone kind of be the general so that all of those things can stay on track. And the big thing, too, is once you've done all of those improvements, are you really coming out ahead financially? And do you want to live with all of those issues going on, especially if you're updating kitchens, bathrooms, all of those issues? After all that, are you going to come out that much better financially than if you just sell the house and it's as-is condition to start with and save yourself all the time and effort to do all those improvements? So, again, with all of these, I tell people the same thing is what is a value to you when you sell that house? Is it worth anything to not have to worry about updating and repairing the house? Is it worth anything not to have to worry about contractors and whether they're going to do their job correctly and on time? Or is it a value just to sell the house as is, not have to worry about any of those things, not have to worry about having showings, people coming in out of your house, and the potential issues of appraisals and whole house inspections and just selling the house?
Yeah, and then you think you have everything covered, and then you have an appraiser come out and there's a certain number, and then you have an inspector come out and they found, you know, two or three more things maybe that you didn't even know about, and all of a sudden, oh, I spent, like you said, I lived for, my brother did this, 6 months, no kitchen. Yuck. Yeah. Right? And so that's a really good point. Living in your house while it's being deconstructed and reconstructed or renovated, that's no bueno. That's not a good thing. So, but then all of a sudden you spent all this time, all this money, and then you're like, oh no, I got another $20,000 in some roof. I need a new roof now. I did not realize that, or I have this issue, or I have that issue, and now all of a sudden I've got another $10,000, $50,000, and I wish I wouldn't have done any of that. I wish I would have just sold the house as is and just walked away.
Correct. And that's not even taken into account if a person has structural or foundation issues. You can make a house look nice and pretty with an updated kitchen, bathrooms, floor coverings, all the cosmetic things you want to, But then if a basement has or needs additional peering, so if there's foundation issues going on, if there's water seeping into the basement or something like that, any of those things can be issues with appraisers, with getting a loan. So some of those things. And I don't need to sit here and throw a dark cloud over the issue of selling a house in a retail manner, because that's the right thing to do for some people.
Yeah.
But I don't know that everybody thinks all of that through before making that decision to go down that path.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really glad that we're talking about this. And so if this is resonating with you and you're like, you know what, I didn't really think about it that way. This is a really good conversation. I think I want to reach out to Ben with Home Downsizing Solutions. Write the phone number down, pick up the phone, and give him a call. 855-291-5005. That's Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, so you mentioned peering and anything with the foundation. I know a friend of mine who's doing some work on his house, and he called all kinds of foundation repair just to even talk to you on the phone. They want $20,000. I mean, all of them. It started at 20 and went to about 30.
Wow.
for some peering and some leveling out of a you know, mud jacking and filling with the foam and all that to level out a pad and all that kind of stuff. That's expensive.
It is expensive, and you know, justifiably so. It can be a huge thing to make sure that the foundation of your house is correct and that's going to stay that way for some time.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, reach out to Ben Socek, Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Now think about this one. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To purchase a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you do not have to be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, let's talk about that. First of all, congratulations on expanding your business nationwide by awarding franchises. Very, very excited. I'm super excited for you. I know this is going to do well. It's kind of tough to get started up, but once it's going, I think you're going to explode. But let's talk. That probably caught some people off guard. Well, wait a minute. You're in the real estate business. You're buying homes in an as-is manner, and your niche in that entire world is, you can work with people in a lot of different situations, but particularly if we have a senior who's downsizing their home, maybe moving to a smaller environment, maybe a senior apartment, maybe even assisted living, memory care, long-term care, you're specializing in working with that person or that family. And so you don't technically have to be a licensed real estate professional to do that.
That's correct, Steve. I do have a real estate license, but I really don't act as an agent or a realtor. But so correct. The person does not have to have that license. If they do, that's great already. But if a person works in the senior care realm, so to speak, or under the umbrella and works with seniors already, and they would enjoy having a part of the real estate, solving the real estate equation for seniors, then I think it could be a great fit for them. Because if they're a person that has empathy for the seniors and their families, if they want to provide a service that has, I think, some meaning behind it, to take some pride in what they're doing, to help the families get to a better place in many situations. And again, can solve that real estate component through home downsizing solutions. I think that's a great fit. And so that's really what I'm trying to do is, as you mentioned, I've been buying houses for literally 26 years at this point. Mm. And it were the seniors and their families in 15 years or so ago, after 2008, that were coming to me and kind of educating me on the benefits that I was giving to them.
Oh.
And so
They said, did you know how great of a job you're doing?
Exactly. Kind of in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was surprising to me because they were saying things about my company that I would not say about my company.
Yeah.
Because I just thought it was common knowledge what the benefits were.
Yeah.
But it was the seniors and their families that really appreciated what we did and kind of pointed out the benefits that we were providing and why they would choose to do business with me, because many of the situations, they didn't have to do anything. They had no debt on the houses or very little debt on the houses. So it's not like they had to do something, but they chose to because it got them to a better place.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so convenient and so easy to work with you. You can close on a house in just days, and the money is in the bank. And if you're a senior and you're waiting, and this is in my world, it's very common to have a wait list at a lot of these places. Let's say if you have to wait for 3 months, but you could also use the cash proceeds from the sale of your home then to finance that next step. You'll even allow the senior to stay in that house even after closing for a period of time while they're in that waiting period.
Correct. We can typically take care of that catch 22 that you just alluded to, that many times there are waiting lists to get in to the community. And so understandably, the homeowner does not want to sell their house and then it closed too soon. And then they have to move once and then move again.
Ooh.
To get to where they're going to.
Yuck.
and just as much of a concern that I've heard many times is a person doesn't want to move into the apartment or senior community and have a vacant house sitting there.
Yeah.
And have to worry about utilities, vacant house insurance, which a lot of people don't think about. If a house is vacant for more than 30 days, you need special insurance on that.
Mm-hmm.
And all those issues that can come with that catch 22. And by us selling the house, but allowing a person to stay in the house for some length of time and transitioning at their convenience, we solve that issue.
See, and that's so much better than a bridge loan and some of these other things. I mean, this just takes care of it just so seamlessly. It's incredible. Again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, this is a new term for me. What is a novation?
A novation is, and I apologize, I'm not a legal expert on it, but it is a legal term or document that if anyone has listened to me on this show before, talking about wholesalers that essentially figure out a way to control a house when they tell a seller they're going to buy it, but really have no intent or sometimes even ability to do so. So it's a legal way to more fully control that house, to allow that wholesaler to market the property, to do different things so that ultimately they can sell the property and be a middleman with more control. That's really, in my layman's terms, what a novation is. I'm sure an attorney could, spell out much more clearly and in legal terms what a novation is. But in this practical purpose, that's what it is to me anyway, is that it allows someone that really doesn't have any intent or sometimes ability to buy a house, it gives them the legal ability and the control, more control, to sell that house.
So giving someone more power and control with less or no accountability, that's just never a good combination.
That's what I would think. And so I kind of just wanted to, again, a lot of what I've tried to do over the years is to educate sellers as to what's out there, especially different ways to sell a house and all the things that come with the different ways to sell the house and options that they have. And so I just wanted to mention this today, too, that just be aware of what is out there so that you're not signing a piece of paper or a contract or an agreement that you don't know what's in there and give someone more control than what you're aware of.
And when you're dealing with some of these wholesalers, and we had talked about some of the unscrupulous business tactics that some, not all of them, but some of them have, they have no intention on buying your house. All they're doing is contracting your house, and then they're trying to sell it for a profit. And if they don't sell it, all sorts of things can go wrong. I mean, they can extend the contract. They may not get it sold at all. And now, anyway, it goes on and on and on. But this just makes a bad situation worse. Do not get into any sort of an agreement with a novation, I guess.
Novation
again,
is what it's called.
This is news to me. So.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So take that warning. That's a big one. 855-291-5005. If you have more questions about a novation or any of the services with Home Downsizing Solutions at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me today again. And as always, hope the listeners receive some value from listening today.
Excellent. Excellent. I know they did. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcast. They're all over the place on all the major outlets. So have at it and be sure to subscribe and let us know what you think about these podcasts. We think that's going really, really well. So just want to say thanks again to my friend Ben Socek. Man, he's a great guy. He is like the most honest guy you'll ever meet. This is a veteran-owned service with Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, thank you for your service. He's a great guy. He's a very straight shooter. So if you have questions about just about what we talked about, do I update and go through all of that and try to go, you know, more of the traditional retail approach? And like he said, there's nothing wrong with that. Or should I just walk away, sell the house as is, pocket the cash, and forego all of that time, effort, and expense? So if you're a little bit torn, call him up. He'll walk through that with you, and he'll give you an honest opinion. He said, hey, I've met with a lot of people, and I said, you know, you could sell your house as is, but if I were you, I think I'd fix it up. I think it's worth more money that way. And he said, I'll say that, because that is how he does business. He does business the right way. How about that? Isn't that a theme on this program? Anyone that you hear about on my program, they do business with integrity, ethically. They do the right thing. They treat people right. And trust me, I've had a lot of people wanting to be on this show, and I did not trust them to do that. And guess what? They never made it onto the show. So that's how that goes. Anyway, and then Ben talked about that novation. So, and again, that's something I had not heard that term before, but it is an extra layer of power and control for a wholesaler, power and control in control of your house. And the sale of your house, et cetera, and how it's marketed, et cetera, with virtually no accountability. So look, anytime you have, you're giving someone more power and control with less or no accountability. Again, that just sounds like I don't even know what the thing is. That's a bad idea, right? So if you have questions about that, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And it's a really nice website. I think you'll really enjoy that. All right, so we're going to shift gears now and talk about a special week, especially in the world that that I live in and work in. And it used to be called forever and ever National Nursing Home Week. So if you're on social media or maybe you've seen some advertisements or something to that effect celebrating all of the many, many people working in nursing homes, it's not called that anymore. So as I've mentioned multiple times on the program previously, the term nursing home is considered a negative. It just has a lot of baggage that comes along with that, maybe a negative stereotype that comes along with that. So the week, the title of the week has been changed to National Skilled Nursing Care Week. So it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as easy as Nursing Home Week, but it's Skilled Nursing Care Week, and this is a national week. It began last Sunday on Mother's Day. Hello to all the moms out there. Hope you had a great Sunday. And it lasted all week long with all kinds of parties and it's just been a really, really busy week. If you're living or working in this world and skilled nursing care staff and residents and families and members of the local community have participated in all kinds of activities that cultivate and spread kindness in honor of this annual observance. And again, it's not Nursing Home Week. It's Skilled Nursing Care Week. That's going to take a minute for me to get used to. I'm going to have to be honest about that. All right. So let's jump into some of these statistics because they are staggering. So here are some of the jaw-dropping numbers. So in America, there are 39.8 million unpaid what I like to call family and friend caregivers, caring for 46.9 million elderly care recipients. Okay, mainly they're caring for their elderly mother and or father, and many times they're caring for a grandparent or maybe an aunt or an uncle. Okay, so you have family caring for family. You also have friends pitching in and helping out as well. Now, at some point, many of the elderly will need to move to a senior care community. That could be at any level. Quite a few of them will stay home until they need to move into long-term care. Here are some other staggering numbers. There are 835,000 residents currently living in 28,900 assisted living communities. Well, Steve, what does that have to do with nursing homes or long-term care? Okay, well, here's one for you. There are, and again, eye-popping, 1.4 million residents currently living in 15,500 long-term care communities. And guess what? We're just getting started with all these things. The number of residents living in senior care is expected to double by the year 2030. Right? That's less than 7 years away. Holy cow. So if that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. All right. And I think these numbers, now they may not double in less than 7 years, but these numbers will continue to increase solidly for the next 20 years. And that's just because of the fact of, you know, the baby boomers are moving through and aging through our system. And at some point, as about 70% of us, and some studies say 75%. So we'll just say 70-75% of us will require and pay for long-term care at some point in our lives. So it's just such a huge need. It's just, again, the numbers are staggering. So again, National Nursing Home Week, and see, I just messed that up on purpose. National Skilled Nursing Care Week. We want to honor CNAs, Certified Nurse Assistants, CMAs or CMTs, certified medication aides or certified medication techs, LPNs, RNs, administrators. We have a lot of folks working really hard and doing their best in dietary. We have housekeeping. We have folks doing laundry, maintenance, I mean, sales and marketing. It goes on and on and on and on. Social services, we can't forget about social services. They're a huge, important part of all of the folks working in long-term care. So, oh gosh, I hope I didn't miss anyone. But so when you look at some staffing ratios at long-term care, it's not one-on-one, but it is the highest level of care. It's the most well-staffed, if you will, versus all the other different levels of care. And most of the long-term care communities that I have evaluated, you're looking at about a 1 to 5 to maybe about a 1 to 7 or so nursing or staffing ratio. Right. So that's pretty good. I won't probably get into too much into this five-star rating system. Maybe I'll talk about that here, maybe on the other side. But what I've noticed over all of the years is that we're experiencing a really huge shift, frankly, in the performance of long-term care communities. And frankly, it's really disturbing. I've written some blogs on this before, and it's on the website. Probably ought to update those. But the numbers are going to be very, very similar versus when I wrote the blogs a while back. But just as a little bit of a teaser, I'll go into a little more depth on the other side. But we used to have more of a kind of a bell curve. So we had a smallest amount of 5-star and 1-star, more of the 2-star and the 4-star, and then that bell curve in the middle. The majority of the performance happened at the average, at that 3-star rating. Well, there's been a lot of movement, and coming up next, I will explain that to you. Frankly, it's pretty disturbing.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to this Medicare 1 to 5-star rating system, and I kind of threw a teaser out there. I talked about that bell curve, and that bell curve was solid for years and years and years. You know, we used to not even have a 5-star rating system. Then someone in Congress said, wait a minute. Because they had just gone through this with their own mother, their own family member. They said, why can't I go online and find just some basic information about nursing homes? I mean, I can do that for a hotel and all kinds of other things. Why doesn't that exist for nursing homes? So the government thought, hey, well, we'll just create this system, 1 to 5 stars, and here's how you qualify for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 5-star being well above average, 4-star above average, 3-star is average performance or rating, 2-star is below average, and 1-star is well below average. All right, so I think, I'll tell you what, somebody's been working on this 1 to 5-star rating system. I just think it's a lot better than it used to be. But I still, I never put all of my eggs in that basket. Oh, I would never stay in anything less than a 5-star long-term care community. Or I would never, ever, ever consider a 2-star long-term care community. All right, well, you can't be that concrete because I still think there are some issues with this. So a big part of that calculation is how do you do or how did you do or have you done on your surprise health inspections. And there's an average number of deficiencies or citations, if you will. And are you below or above the average number of deficiencies? And then they start issuing the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 just on your health inspection performance. So you can have a 4-star. That looks pretty good, right? But this is a 3-year rolling average. So 3 years ago, maybe they were just doing great. And then 2 years ago, they started falling off and slipping. And a year ago, even worse. So they're kind of on this downward trend, but they're still being artificially held up or propped up by a really good performance 3 years ago. Well, you get to one more health inspection, and that really good performance drops off. And now you have an average of 3 really poor performances. And all of a sudden, you could go from a 4 to a 2, click overnight, or a 4 to a 3, or 3 to a 2. Okay, you can move around. And then you could go the other way. It could be a 2-star rating, and you're like, oh, I would never consider that. Well, maybe 3 years ago, they weren't doing well. They fired everybody. They brought in some people who were going to do a lot better job, and they have. And they improved the next year, and then they really improved the year after that. Well, that 3-year rolling average, it just hasn't caught up with them yet. So one more health inspection, and that really bad survey or health inspection from 3 years ago drops off, and you have another good health inspection and performance, and all of a sudden, boom, you jump up from a 2 to a 3 or a 2 to a 4. So it doesn't tell the whole story, but I'll tell you, it is a lot better than it used to be. But never put all your eggs in that 5-star basket. I wouldn't recommend that. I don't do it with my clients at Senior Care Consulting. I certainly look at it. I consider it. I consume and analyze the information, but I never totally count on that when it comes to some, you know, decision-making process, basically. Now, that 3-star traditional bell curve that we had always seen for years and years and years, unfortunately, it's a lot different right now. I hope we can get back to a bell curve situation, but some of the 3-star performers have taken steps to improve, and they've really raised their own bar, and they've jumped up to a 4 or a 5. A few of them have. Unfortunately, a whole bunch of them that were 3 stars, solid, average, pretty good places, decent places. They're not bad at all. They have really fallen off badly over the past few years. And they've dropped to a 2 or a 1, and they're earning that 2 or a 1. So they're not in that average center of the bell curve anymore. They're struggling. They're not doing well. And I hate to see that. And I personally believe most of this shift, this downward movement, is a function of staffing, and also somewhat of a function of funding. So that's I hope this gets turned around. I don't see it turning around anytime soon, unfortunately. So I would say, just to conclude that thought, it's more difficult now than ever before to identify the best available long-term care community. If you need help, expert help and guidance with that, you can reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We help people every day. Determine what they need, research the market, and identify our top options. And then we vet those options, and we put you in the best possible position. We go out and tour with you, ask questions most people would never know to ask. We summarize all of that in a report and help put you in the best position possible to make the best decision possible. If that resonates with you, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. All right, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day last weekend. And also, Congratulations to all the graduates. I know last weekend was a huge graduation weekend. So is this one. But last weekend, my wife said, hey, why don't you come with me to these graduations? So we drove all over the countryside and attended three different graduation parties. We had a lot of fun. And then we moved our daughter back into our house on Mother's Day. And we celebrated Mother's Day. We just had, my mom came over. And of course, you know, my wife was there. We just had a great day. And then my son, Ethan, is graduating this weekend with his certification as an electrician. And now he just needs to take his journeyman's test. And then, boom, he's off to the races, beginning working in his chosen field. And we're just really proud of him. Ethan, if you're listening, he's probably like, oh, I don't want to listen to Senior Care Live. I listen to you, Dad, all the time. Ethan, if you're listening, we're so proud of you. And I'll tell you, I wish we had more young people that would consider going into the trades. There's a huge, huge shortage of electricians and HVAC and plumbing, all of the trades. And it's really, really a great career path. And two of our sons have chosen the trades. One is working in HVAC, and now we're going to have an electrician. So that's pretty cool. So anyway, congratulations to all of the graduates out in and across America. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.